Yeshua, Messiah, Almighty Yeshua, hallelujah. We hear of wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places. The persecution worsens as his chosen ones are sealed. As we await his mighty shout, we know time is running out, and the clock will mark his coming when the man of sin's revealed. Yeshua.
This is By Yahweh's Design with Pastor Dan. Now here's your host, Pastor Dan.
Welcome everybody to By Yahweh's Design. I am Pastor Dan, your host for this one-hour live radio program, coming to you over the Heritage Broadcasting System via satellite, computer downloads, shortwave radio, and as FM micro rebroadcasters. May Yahweh bless each and every one of you. First and foremost, we wish to dedicate this program to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, surnamed Israel. For all good things come from him, and we wish to give him all the praise, glory, and honor for allowing us this opportunity to bring his truth to his holy remnant, the lost sheep of the house of Jacob Israel, also known as the Caucasian peoples of the earth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I am a two-seed line racial covenant identity teacher and have been studying this truth for a number of years now. I also study languages such as Greek and Hebrew in my quest to obtain his truth for the latter days. There is a severe famine in this land, and it's a famine for truth, not food, at least not yet. Tonight's program is entitled The Cancer Cover-Up Part 2. Very shortly, I'll have my guest, Dr. William D. Kelly of Kansas, on, and we'll pick up where we left the last time. About half past the hour, we're going to open up the phone lines, if you got your pencils handy, and you can call in toll-free at 1-800-349-1061. Again, that is 1-800-349-1061. I would like to remind everybody that it's through the courageous work of the Heritage Broadcasting System that this message is going around the globe between Monday through Friday, from the 9 to 10 o'clock slot particularly, that the true gospel is going out, and also at other times. And these people could use your support. Send them a letter and hopefully a contribution. Again, have your pencils handy. You can contact them at the Heritage Broadcasting System, 4904 Tippecanoe, Tippecanoe, Tippecanoe Drive, Evansville, Indiana, 47715. Also, keep them in your prayers. The prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Everybody doing Yahweh's work today can certainly use all the support he can get. I'd also, at this time, I would like to have a reading of a special poem that I thought was excellent, and the author of the poem has agreed to read it over the air. So, Charisse, if you would, read the poem for us, please.
Thank you, Pastor Dan. The title of the poem is The Translated Word. The Translated Word, a tool to understand. Why, then, is ignorance so prevalent in our land? Who was the translator of his holy word? Why, the devil's own Esau Edom, or have you not heard? It begins with a small thing, too trivial to care. It's just one little word, but brother, beware. What do you ask when you pray, my friend? Let's take a look and see. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What did you truly say? You just ask for Baal to lead you, my friend. Be careful to whom you pray. After each prayer, it is, praise the Lord and amen. But again, what did you truly say? Translation, praise Baal and Amun-Ra, who was a pharaoh way back when. The translated word, a tool to understand. Why then is ignorance so prevalent in our land? Who was the translator of his holy word? Why, it's the devil's own Esau Edom, or have you not heard? They've twisted his words to have a whole different meaning. It is their god Baal to which you are praying. They'll hiss in your ear, go to sleep, little sheep, all the while forging shackles, for it is you in bondage they wish to keep. His laws he has written upon your heart. Stop, look, and listen. That would be a good start. The truth is buried within the lies, if his children would just wake and open their eyes. The translated word, a tool to understand. Why, then, is ignorance so prevalent in our land? Who was the translator of his holy word? Why, it's the devil's own Esau Edom, or have you not heard? As in the parable, the wheat and the tares, these are identical as they grow. But when it is harvest, the truth shall be known, as the arrogant head is held high, and the humble bowed so very low. Even the devil's own cannot truly deceive one of his chosen, if they sincerely believe. What is written on your heart is what holds the key. So as it is written, so shall it be. Thank you very much, Pastor Dan.
Thank you. I think that's very much to the point. Hope everybody was paying attention. I got a passage I'd like to read here real quick before we get to our guest. Deuteronomy 14, 2 through 3. For you are a holy people to Yahweh your God, and Yahweh has chosen you to be a people for his own possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. You shall not eat any detestable thing. Deuteronomy 28:15. But it shall come about, if you will not obey Yahweh your God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I give charge to you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Joshua 24, choose for yourself today whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. And last, Psalm 58, 10 and 11, the righteous will rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He will wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, and men will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely there is a God who judges on the earth. Real quick here, I'd like to recap. I don't know who all was listening last night, but the End Day Prophecy Hour had Ted Gunderson on. Excellent program, a lot of good information. Mark Wilson was also on, advertising his new CD with music, especially one song, Rescue Me, written for all the children. 100,000 children are disappearing per year, and you hardly hear a squat about it. Gee, I wonder why. I'd like to give Ted's address real quick. He offers an awful lot of material. It would be a good thing to give him a call. You can get, or write to him, I should say. Ted Gunderson, P.O. Box 18,000, that's 1800-259, that's Las Vegas, Nevada, 89114. He's got exposés on the finders. Clinton is a liar, especially this Jew, Louis Freeh, that heads up the FBI when it used to be a good organization. Now, under him, your guess is as good as mine. Ask Mr. Gunderson what he thinks about it. A lot of good information there, folks. We have some, I also really quick here would like to cover a message I got from the folks. I don't know if you've heard about it or not, but Kennewick Man, the ancestor of ours that was dug up on the western coast of the country, and these folks are leading the battle in the courts to get his remains properly identified, that he's not a so-called, quote, Indian, that he's Caucasian. And I sent to them a note, and they sent me back and says, thank you for your message. Yes, the more we dig into the Kennewick Man case, the more significant it becomes. Clearly, the powers that be have a great deal invested in covering up the idea of European-type people here in the ancient past. The opposition arrayed against us is massive, and they are totally unscrupulous. Hail our ancestors, Stephen McNallan. Excellent little story there. Also, real quick, last week's guest, Brad Ingram, is holding a memorial for a national cry for the children at the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool on November 7th of this year from 2 to 5 p.m. It's a national rally to expose the truth of divorce and divorce litigation tactics as they apply to children. The goal is to make an unmistakable statement to our government that the American people will no longer tolerate the widespread destruction of children through divorce. The thing he's sent to me has a whole list of good speakers, and it sounds like a wonderful thing if people could get there to support that. Okay, now without further delay, I'd like to welcome everybody, Dr. William D. Kelly of Kansas. Are you with us, Dr. Kelly?
I'm here, and I'm glad to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on your program.
Well, thank you, sir. Again, our title tonight is Cancer Cover-Up Part 2. And if you would, sir, if you can remember where we left off and bring us up to date. But before we get started too much, do you want to give everybody just a little quick rundown of your background?
Well, I was an orthodontist and straightening kids' teeth. And when I woke up in the hospital the third time, my board-certified physician and a surgeon was wringing their hands. My wife was crying and carrying on. And they said, we've got good news for you and bad news. The good news is you don't have any heart trouble, because I was passing out all the time for unknown reasons. And I said, what's the bad news? And I said, you've got terminal pancreatic cancer. And I said, well, it's okay. Just cut it out and throw it away. And they said, the surgeon said, I wouldn't have you on my table. You'd die. That's how advanced it was. It was all through my pancreas and abdomen, and lumps and bumps were sticking out everywhere, and it was in the liver and the kidneys. And so that was 35 years ago. So I got to get on my knees and ask God, Yahweh, to help me and to tell me what to do, and he did. And that's been 35 years ago, and since that time I've helped some 33,000 other persons that were infected with this condition. And it's such a very simple disease to properly treat that it's unbelievable, and it's being terribly restricted and suppressed beyond belief. And it's so simple that even an orthodox doctor can do and can treat the tumor properly, treat a cancer condition properly, but they don't. They refuse, and they will be thrown in jail if they do. And the license will be taken away from them. So here we are in a situation where one out of two people have cancer, and they refuse to allow refuse to allow the doctors to treat the cancer. And that's unfortunate.
Well, they've gone to a great extent to try to get us to get the cancer in the first place. I don't think they want you to cure it.
No, they sure do not. They cause it to take place by taking the aborted tissues of the people that have abortions. The fetal tissues are then tagged with their gene-splitting biological warfare agents, and then they're forced upon our children and our people by vaccinations, flu shots, and so forth. And it goes directly to the pancreas and destroys the pancreas. And that's why they can predict exactly how many new diabetes cases and how many new cancer cases will take place in what time frame.
And that's incredible.
An interesting technique they've developed, and deception is as well as wickedness.
Well, I get the feeling that it's that time, according to the signs of the times anyway. Yahweh promised us that in the end all things that were hidden would be made known, and I believe that these unscrupulous people are being made to come out in the open. A lot of their deceptions and lies and whatnot have all of a sudden now are starting to come out of the woodwork. The amount of people exposing them for what they are. In your situation, was there a particular group of people that seemed to be your adversary more than any other?
Well, of course, the enemy of all of us, ever since the great one-night stand that Lucifer had with Eve, back in the beginning, all destruction of all civilizations have taken place by the same group of diabolical creatures. And they're not human. That's their biggest disguise.
Uh-huh.
They look like humans, and that's one of the great trick that they have. They're Jew creatures, and even Christ didn't call them creatures, but they've translated as serpents. But they're just creatures. They're not human, although they look human, and
mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate, because it sure does deceive us, and we should be
I have a Thayer's New Englishman's Greek lexicon, and an interesting part of it is when you look up the Greek word in it that's translated Jew in most English Bibles, the authors of this lexicon even state in there that in John's writings, he wrote as if the Jews of that day were diametrically opposed to any and all things Christian and Christ himself, and that John considered them as if they were an alien race. Now, that's words right out of this lexicon. That's not a quote, identity piece of literature. That's a college-level lexicon on Greek. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing, and it's true, because they are creatures, and they're disguised as humans, and they're not humans at all. And they call us human cattle, and they accuse us of everything that they are, and they claim that we are everything that they are, and that's part of their great deception that they're genetically endowed with from the balls of Satan.
Mm-hmm. But, well, ye shall know them by their fruits, and I think their fruits speak volumes about what they really are.
Right.
And what they're all about. It's just incredible. Now, I remember last time we were together on the program, you mentioned one of the first things to do for folks that want to try to prevent cancer to begin with, but also just promote general good health, was clean water. Where would you go after that?
Well, you'll have to take some support for the pancreas, which does all the digestion of your food, and also it goes into the pancreatic solutions, or secretions go throughout the body and attack all dead cancer cells or white and red blood cells. There's probably 30 million red blood cells die every minute, and they have to be cleaned up. And then whenever you have an injury, there's bruises that have to be cleaned up. And then cancer cells themselves are most susceptible to this pancreatic solution that your own pancreas produces. And when that pancreas fails, well, then you'll have to take pancreatic enzymes. And like a diabetic, will have to take insulin.
Mm-hmm. Could you speak up just a little bit, Doctor? I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
Well, I'm sorry. My phone seems to be in bad shape here tonight.
Not a problem. Now, these aids to help the pancreas, and are they things that are available at your average drugstore or health food store, I should say?
Well, there are some very weak enzyme solution, enzyme tablets that are available in health food stores, and they're good preventive things. But if you want to have a diagnosed malignant tumor mass, why, you're going to need something a lot stronger than that. Even the prescription items that are available are, for example, they're say 4X strength, and the enzymes that I make myself are 10X strength. So it's you have to have the right enzymes if you're going to clean up the debris in one's body.
And you offer these, you say?
Say what?
I say you offer these enzymes?
I don't, but we do have, I make them myself and let two or three people distribute them.
Okay, can we give out how to get a hold of those folks?
Well, the number to receive the enzymes are, the main distributor is 888-477-3618. The College Health Store is in Texas, and they're the main distributor for these enzymes that I, with my own grimy little paws, make myself. And obligation to the humanity or to people that have cancer is to make sure that they're made properly, and to help them by answering their questions on the phone. And I talk constantly to people all day long, about 14 hours a day, and help them through their deception and trying to educate them to what they need and how they need to do it.
Yeah, if our people would just simply realize that all this problems, all these problems that we have are due to our disobedience and the fact that we've allowed ourselves to be deceived, because the enemy comes with his deceptions and he wraps them in flowery language, or he puts a smiling face on the boob tube or whatever, and we just suck it up. I mean, it's just incredible the level of ignorance and acceptance we have for just total nonsense.
Right, it's unbelievable. It's, you know, put on a white coat and make a flowery speech, and we fall for it every time.
Oh, it is incredible. In fact, one of these days I want to do an in-depth study of it, but I was just looking up the different references to the image of the beast. And as far as I'm concerned, when John was speaking of that, he was speaking of television and the video.
Right.
Making a man alive though he's dead, and the different things where the image of the beast was given the power to speak. And if you look up the Greek for that speak, it's to utter sounds just like a person would say. Well, that idiot box, what do you call it?
Right.
It's got images on it. It's producing sounds, but it's controlled by the beast.
Right.
And it's nothing but lies. I mean, if you sit there and watch it and you just stop and think about it, everything on that idiot box is a lie. It's just incredible. I mean, they got you believing that 99% of the brain surgeons are blacks, you know, and every white man is a vile creature that's here to upset the balance of nature and rob and steal, and yet in reality, it's just the opposite.
That's right.
It just—I don't know—it just boggles the mind. Real quick here, Doctor. We mentioned the fact that we need good, clean water, and for good health. Also, there's regimens of herbs that you can use, and other products. And I recommend that you get a hold of Salt Box Herbs in Salzburg, Pennsylvania, and you can reach them at area code 724-639-9607. 724-639-9607. They also carry the what's called the Y2K filter, which is the Birkfeld gravity feed water filter. It's an excellent unit, stainless steel, and highly recommend that one also. But anyway, it just seems to me, how did they get a cover up of something of the magnitude that you're talking about, Dr. Kelly? I mean, you have things that are working here to cure people of this dreaded disease, and yet all the establishment is against you instead of trying to assist you and promote what you're doing. That just doesn't make sense.
Well, because we think different than the enemy. We think that we, in our hearts, God is but right and wrong, and in their hearts, there's nothing there that's right at all. And they use this to control us by fear and to plunder us of our financial, not only personally, but through our government agencies and research institutions. And it's just a big plundering game.
Yes, it is. And again, it's our disobedience. I was going to read one of the passages in Deuteronomy 17, 14, and 15. It talks about when you enter the land which Yahweh your God gives you, and you possess it and live in it, and you say, I will set a king over me like all the nations who are around me, you will surely set a king over you whom Yahweh your God chooses. One from among your countrymen you shall set as king over yourselves. You may not put a foreigner over yourselves who is not your countryman. When you look up those words in the original languages, that all has to do with kin, you know?
Right.
Your own people. And yet you look at our country today, and our own people are probably the last people you'll find in positions of authority over you.
That's right. And they've done by bribe, and they've... It's unfortunate, but it's... we've been to the Supreme Court about 5 times, and it's all bribery. All the way from the local justice of the peace to the chief justice of the United States Supreme Court is pure bribery, and they manipulate it in the way they want it. And it's unfortunate.
Well, it certainly is. What's unfortunate is the number of our people that just seem I don't know, they're either totally deceived or apathetic, and in some cases, both. You try to wake them up, you try to tell them what's going on, and it's, you know, to me, it's like Yahweh said in his prophecies that Babylon was going to be destroyed in a very short period of time. And I believe that that's the two before you got to hit people between the eyes with to finally wake them up. Do you think?
I think that's true.
I mean, it's incredible. I mean, we got people falling over with these diseases. We spend all this money in what they call medical research. It's funny, we've been spending all this money all these years and they haven't found any cures yet. They're always real close, though. Did you ever notice that?
Right.
They're real close,
it happens,
but they never
every
get it.
6 weeks, they announced a cure. I know that recently they've announced a cure about cancer in genes, and next week it's cancer in bats, and the next week it's something else. And I had a interesting fact come in this morning. It explains that, as an example of what we're talking about, this fact came in and says, we heard of you in 1977, that's 22 years ago, when my brother-in-law, Peter, was completely cured of cancer through your program. Then the next sentence says, we had no further reason to think about your program until now. We are writing to you because my wife's mother has cancer in her lung, hip, spine, and kidneys. Doctors give her no hope of surviving more than 1 year, even under the most optimistic circumstances. As of right now, she is having radiation treatments tomorrow on her hip, and then we'll be getting chemotherapy treatments after that. Now, here they've got an example in their own family that this man is 22 years ago was terminal cancer. He used our program and is still out here 22 years later chasing girls. And the next person in their family that gets cancer runs as quick as they can to the enemy and is mutilated by them and plundered. And we're a bunch of stupid, cross-eyed, bow-legged baboons, actually. And so
don't hold back. Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I can't tell you how many times I've heard that sentiment by all kinds of people, not just in the medical area, but in government and as well. I'll tell you what, we've got to take a break here real quick.
Okay.
So we'll be right back, everybody, for the second half, and we'll open up the phone lines at 1-800-349-1061 right after the break.
Exciting news, now there is a low-cost alternative to high-priced auto insurance. Puget Sound Agricultural Society is a not-for-profit organization collectively providing liability protection at a very low price. As a member, you contribute $250 for each vehicle enrolled. This is not an annual contribution. You pay only once. You receive a certificate showing financial responsibility. If your car is involved in an accident, your liability costs are shared equally among the program members. Please note, this is not an insurance policy. It is a low-cost alternative. Damage to your own car is not included. Take responsibility for your actions. Join Puget Sound Agricultural Society today. Lifetime membership of $500 may be paid over 10 months. Call 530-795-1776. That's 530-795-1776 or visit our website at www.psasl.org.
This is the Heritage Broadcasting System on Galaxy 7, Transponder 14, 7.71 wideband audio. We thank you for listening. Welcome back to By Yahweh's Design with Pastor Dan. And here's Pastor Dan.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, tonight's program is the Cancer Cover-Up Part 2. Our guest tonight is Dr. William D. Kelly of Kansas. And the phone number to call in with any questions or comments is 1-800-349-1061. Again, that's 1-800-349-1061. Did we interrupt what you were saying there, Dr. Kelly? I don't remember.
Well, no, I think that it just shows that our people are in their own family have a proven cure, and yet they turn around and expect the put their bodies in front of the doctors that tell them there's nothing they can do, and yet they will be plundered and murdered by these doctors, and yet we are so stupid we keep on doing this. And I don't understand. And God, I guess, is forced to give us a spanking every once in a while, and I guess that's he has to follow his laws, and if we don't, well, then we're in trouble. And that's basically where we're at, and I guess it's difficult for each one of us has to learn what we're supposed to do, but it's sure a hard program for us.
Well, and the sad thing is it doesn't have to be.
That's right.
It doesn't have to be. He says, if you'll just obey me, and everybody has this conception that following his law is some kind of difficult thing. And really, if you really think about it, every one of his laws are for our health, our benefit, our prosperity, for our children, for our nation as a whole. Every single thing that he talks about, it's a blessing. Everybody I've known, from our own family to all the friends and families, especially at this past weekend at the Feast of Tabernacles, which was an excellent time, by the way, if it's a person and family who was putting his laws into practice, I don't know of a single one that was blessed. Have you found that to be true?
That's true, and we expect God to make exceptions, but he doesn't do that. He has to follow, you know, he just won't. And so we have to be the one that follows the rules, and if we don't, we get our very traumatic lessons.
Well, I think we're in for a major one on the horizon right now. Dr. Kelly, we have a guest, Mr. X from Nevada. Welcome to the program, Mr. X.
Well, thank you, Pastor Dan. Yahweh bless both of you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I was listening to the show on cancer. Could you explain a couple of the alternatives like Laetril and Assaic and colloidal silver and Royal Rife Machine and a few of those, and do they work? They don't work? They work sometimes, or what?
Well, basically, all the alternative therapies are, and also orthodox therapies fit within our paradigm. If anything that you do, like Laetril is a chemotherapy, it's a natural chemotherapy, and the Rife machine will kill a cancer cell, but it doesn't, help the pancreas produce more enzymes. It doesn't get to the base cause of anything. It's like surgery or radiation. It actually will treat tumor masses or tumor cells, but it doesn't get to the basic cause, back to the primary biochemistry of the body that God created for us. And it's so simple and yet so profound that it's that we should follow it, and it always works. We have I have a study done that was done by a group of people that were trying to prove that what a quack I was, and they had to admit that I had a 93% cure rate of cancer, and that means 5 years survival after diagnosis, and they're free of cancer 5 years later by biopsy diagnosis. And that was after the patients had been told to go home and die after using chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. And we still had a 93% cure rate. And on our pancreatic cancer, we had a 100% cure rate. And no one in the whole entire world has ever even approached it. Well, in fact, there's no one in the world, any therapy whatsoever, has ever had a cure rate of pancreatic cancer. And my cure rate was 100%. So I don't, all it is just the basic simple laws that God has established, and if we're willing to abide by them, why then we don't need to be messing around with cancer. And it's so easy to cure that you have to do it yourself. You can't expect anybody else to do it for you.
Well, Mr. X and Dr. Kelly, let me ask you guys a question. Where and when in this country did we take the turn that said that a man can only learn from an institution and he can only be accredited through institutions, and only those institutions and accreditations allow somebody to treat people, and even in the ministry now, let's face it, they're trying to say that you have no right to preach Yahweh's word unless you were ordained or licensed or registered. And where did the sheep get led astray to where they shut their brains off and they allowed these people to convince them that unless you've got some kind of paperwork from the government that you don't know what you're talking about or you don't have a right to treat their wounds? Do you guys?
Well, if I could answer that, what I would tell you is that what they've always done is a twofold process, which is number one, infiltrate the group and get their people in there, and then above that, create a group that's over them, a ultra management, for instance, like the AMA and the FDA and these other regulations that people have to belong to. And in the meantime, their infiltrators in there are all sitting around screaming and convincing everybody else that they need to join that upper group. And they've done that with the American Bar Association in the law field. They've done that with the AMA and FDA in the health field, the National Council of Churches and World Council of Churches in religion and Christianity. And then they've also done it with the United Nations and the World Court in the government. And then they've done it with the World Bank and the IMF in the monetary and banking industry.
So in essence, we the people, we the sheep, have allowed these institutions to become our gods.
That's correct. That's what they have allowed.
That's right. And the Carnegie Foundation was like the Ford Foundation. Or the Carnegie Foundation in 1918 set up the national review of medical schools. There was 300 medical schools and taught everything from herbs to surgery, and the Carnegie Foundation, who was controlled by the Jews by that time, by 1918, only approved of medication by drugs, and then they closed down all the other medical schools and all the other medical disciplines, and it's quite a famous report that was issued, and that's where it started in medicine. That's where it came about, just like in 1913, whenever our money system was altered.
Most of it's happened this century.
Yes.
It's incredible. Such a short period of time and such a nosedive in our morality and in our institutions and everything else, just totally corrupted. But Yeshua told us to beware the leaven. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And we weren't paying much attention when the leaven snuck in here, and founding fathers like Benjamin Franklin and George Washington tried to warn us about this leaven, and known as Jewry, and it came in here and it's just taken everything over. And as I had one a gentleman write to me not too long ago, and he was trying to defend them, and he was defending them with the good Jew story, and like I told him, everybody's got a good Jew story. I said, but the problem is, these people have come to a huge proportion of leadership in this country, well beyond their proportion of the population. And I said, as they have done that, are you telling me we're more Christ-like today?
Right.
Right? Answer the question. Are we more Christ-like in this country or less? Are we more righteous or less? And anybody that's paying attention, the answer to that is no, we are not. So if these are such great folks, and as these Judeo-Christian prostitutes in the pulpit are trying to tell everybody today that they're the chosen, what are they chosen for? Does that make sense?
That's it. And we have been deceived beyond even comprehension.
It's incredible. Mr. X, real quick, I was wondering, do you have your topic already picked out for next Monday?
The topic for next Monday, I'm going to read 100 identification mark and quotes in the scriptures that totally point as to who the Israelites are of today. And also there's about another 50 that point as to who the Jews are today also. And so that I think when people are done with that show, and I'll give them all the chapter and verse of the scriptures to look it up for themselves, I think there will be absolutely no question as to who the Israelites are and who the Jews are.
Excellent. Sounds wonderful. For everybody listening, that's on that Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same channel and station. Sounds like a good one. Looking forward to it.
One thing I wanted to mention before I go, kind of off the subject, but in recent that just came to light, you might have heard that Colt Firearms Industry, they're no longer going to be selling their handguns to civilians, only to police and military. Have you heard that?
No, that's news to me.
Yes, I've heard that, and that's unfortunate. And they're laying off a lot of their people, too.
That's right. That's pretty big news as to why they're doing that. And the short story is that they're doing it to avoid future lawsuits from cities and individuals suing them for, like they've done to the tobacco company, that they're trying to do to the firearms company.
But yeah, I wonder who's behind that.
The interesting thing is Colt Firearms is owned by a Jewish Iraq citizen, and his name is Zilka. And he's Iraqi, and he's from the richest Jewish family in the USA. And
amazing.
His name is Donald Zilka, Z-I-L-K-H-A. And also one of his great friends is Representative Charles Schumer. And he's using the Trojan horse technique, it says in this, that I downloaded off the Internet, if anybody would care to look it up. It's at http://... Team, T-E-A-M, Infinity, I-N-F-I-N-I-T-Y. That's all one word, teaminfinity.com/, the little wiggly line, Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, /, Colt Zilka, C-O-L-T-Z-I-L-K-H-A.
Well, that's amazing. It's all part of the...
It also says what he has tried to do recently is he has tried desperately to buy not only Heckler and Koch, H&K as it's better known. He's tried to buy Browning, which also owns, or FN, which also owns Browning and Winchester. He's tried to buy Vector Gun Company out of South Africa. And so this is one of their tactics that they're going to use now is they'll go in and they'll start buying up the gun manufacturing companies since they're getting such a resistance passing laws against them. And then they'll turn around and then they'll just voluntarily quit making them and give the short story of the lawsuits.
Well, they'll always have an excuse, but behind it all is the same enemy.
Right. Behind all the evil things in the world, especially to try to disarm the American public, believe me, the Jews could care less about the safety of our children, certainly when they push for abortion on one hand and say, oh, we don't want a few children shot here, but yet they don't mind murdering millions in the abortion bills.
Oh, absolutely not. They're hypocrites, liars, and thieves, exactly.
That's
what
right.
Yahshua told us they were. Their God is money and power, and it's obvious. So,
well, Pastor Dan, I'm going to let you go, and you keep up the good work, and Yahweh bless both of you.
Yahweh bless, and look forward to the program Monday night. Take care.
Thank you.
It's just incredible, Dr. Kelly. I mean, not just in the area of health and what they've done as far as to people like you who have dedicated their lives to trying to help cure people. They've tried to suppress and destroy people with these good intentions. I guess what really amazes me is what in the world are our people thinking about?
Well, I wonder if they have any brains to think.
I really wonder, I got to wonder about that. I mean, I realize that the public school system today, or some people call it the public fool system, has done a great job in dumbing down the people. Now, a lot of people are going to say, you can't just blanket whitewash all public school systems. Yeah, occasionally there's a teacher here and there who's bucking the system, but the system as a whole is dumbing us down. And then you throw in the these prostitutes in these so-called churches, these whitewashed sepulchers out here, and between those two organizations, I'll tell you, they have got the majority of our people so brainwashed and so docile that I'm beginning to wonder if there's any testosterone left in them anymore.
Well, I don't think there is. I think that they've already given up, and they're not depending on God at all or Yahweh to help us, and they're going to have to face the consequences of such an action, just like our fathers in the desert, 40 years there because they didn't trust God.
I agree. He's going to take us to the woodshed in a big way here real soon. I'm thankful, though, that he said that he had a remnant, those that even in this perilous time would not be fooled by this deception, and that he's using them to raise a standard in Israel, which is the Caucasian, Anglo-Saxon, and Celtic kindred peoples. We are to raise a standard, and I believe that is the standard so that the rallying of those that still will think, those that still will come to love him and change their minds and repent are going to make the big difference when the final showdown gets here. But boy, I'll tell you right now, the scriptures tell us a third of our people are going to come through this trial, this fire. But as I look around and travel, etc., it's really hard to figure out where that third is.
That's for sure.
I mean, I would be jumping up and down in the streets if we had a whole third of our people that would get their heads out of their rear ends and start thinking for themselves and start asking questions, stop fighting each other.
Right.
That's another problem we got. I mean, it's just incredible how well the brainwashing works to where you get so many arguments, and they're mostly from our people.
Right.
I've talked to people of other nationalities and other races and stuff about a lot of these things, and I'll tell you the truth, most of them don't argue with me. In fact, most of them, in particular, I'm thinking of a Vietnamese gentleman that I spoke with. He wondered what was going on with the white people.
Right.
He couldn't believe the things that we accept in our country.
Well, it's tragedy beyond tragedy, and I don't know what we're going to happen to us, but it's not going to be pleasant, I'm sure of that.
No, I don't think it is either. I have a question for you, Dr. Kelly. I've been hearing about hydrogenated oils for a long time. Do you have any information on that? I've heard that it's very bad and you should stay away from it.
But hydrogenated, like margarine, Crisco, it collects in the arteries and veins and causes the heart problems that we so frequently have, and also the terrors that we are being told, the canola oil and so forth that we're being told are so great, it's actually quite damaging to us.
More deception.
Yep.
And typically, so they can
hydrogenation
make a product. Excuse me?
The hydrogenation of oils makes them solid out of it, and where they can take cheap oil to make a margarine or Crisco or something like that.
Right,
and there's quite damage
the aluminum in it to poison us with.
Yes.
Dr. Kelly, we have a guest, John from Tennessee. John, welcome to the program.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
Boy, we can go months on these conversations you're just having tonight.
I agree with you.
To cover cloning, which I'm very adept in, thankfully for a great, great man by the name of Zechariah Sitchin. And then DNA and how come people are like they are. But one thing I have to bring up real quick, my wife called me and told me she heard it on the radio. The survival food distributors, they're giving the names and addresses out to a government agency.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part.
You didn't hear me?
I didn't hear the last part.
The survival food distributors are giving the names and addresses of all the purchases of this food to a government agency.
Oh, that's nice.
I kind of expected as much. That still has to be absolutely concrete proven, but my wife heard it over the radio while she was in Memphis.
You can't trust anybody, can you?
It
Is there any confirmation on the Chinese being on Freeport Island in the Grand Bahamas?
Right.
Has there been confirmation of that?
Has there been confirmation?
Right.
Yes, it's made the newspapers. Now, what I'm going to ask a friend to do is either rent a plane or somebody with a twin engine. Don't ever fly over the Gulf Stream in a single engine. Forget it. And go over there and fly over it for 15, 20 minutes, take pictures, and come back. I'm going to see if I can't get this done this coming week.
That's incredible. Now, that island sits only 125 miles off our east coast. Isn't that true?
That's right. I lived there for a year.
That's incredible.
I was a CEO for a big conglomerate over there 30 years ago. It's a lovely island if, you know, you're not a very active person, because all you got is fishing, diving, sex, and drinking. we'll leave it at that. Anyhow, I wanted to bring up GH3 to your guest. It's a procaine compound. It was developed by Professor Dr. Anna Aslan in Germany many years ago. Would your guest know anything about it?
Well, no, I don't know much about that. It's been used by a lot of people and has been helpful to a lot of people, but I don't know any of the details about it.
All right. Some years back, I had from my elbows down to the back of my knuckles on both arms and hands, carcinoma melanomas, very heavy, thick scabs. I was in big trouble with them. 1 week of putting this stuff on, you can either take it, ingest it, or externally, 1 week, cured, but all the scars are still there, and where it started eating to the bone of one of my fingers, all gone, feel great, and I take about, a pint once a month. Well, you know, I space it out.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful.
Anything that works.
Yeah.
How do people get a hold of this stuff?
You can call an 800 number. It was originally done in the Bahamas because the AMA and them didn't want them here. And anyways, an 800 number. We can get the brochures and whatnot free. 800-443-3030. And I'd be happy to send you the brochures. You can read them over. Wow, the things that this stuff does.
Right.
Well, that's excellent.
I have the ingredients here if you want to know that, Doc.
Okay.
Hydrochloride, benzoic acid, potassium, and this is a tongue twister, METABISULFITE, and then the sodium phosphate and distilled water. I swear by this.
Well, that's, if it works, that's what we're looking for.
Right, and I'm going to call those people you gave the number for 477-3618. I'll call them Monday and see if I can't get some of those enzymes.
Okay, that'd be great.
Because I'm an old guy. I used to carry Moses' golf clubs.
Hey, John from Tennessee, we're about out of time here. We're going to have to let you go.
Okay, brother.
You take care and Yahweh bless.
Yahweh bless you, too.
All righty. Kelly, we got a couple minutes here if you'd like to close up with something.
Well, I just think that we as a people are being plundered and murdered, and it's not necessary, and it's so simple to properly treat cancer that people should just raise up in arms and do it themselves and forget the alternative and the orthodox medical communities and do their own thing, because that's what it's going to take if we ever survive this. One out of two men and two out of three women have cancer right today.
That's
and it's
incredible.
Unfortunate.
Dr. Kelly, do you have that 800 number handy for getting your literature?
The 800 number that the people want to call for a free tape and that sort of thing is a publisher, Road to Health, and it's 800 651-7080, 800-651-7080, and ask for the tele package of free information, and they'll send you a tape and some newsletters, and it'll be quite educational for one.
Excellent. Well, I thank you for being on the program, sir.
Well, thank you for having me, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Excellent. And you take care, and Yahweh bless you and guide you and protect you.
Thank you.
All righty. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Also, for those that need supplies on these latter days, recommend that you contact www.lastoutpost, that's all one word, lastoutpost.org, O-R-G. And again, the 800 number for Dr. Kelly is 1-800-651-7080. And that's about all the time we have tonight, folks. Thanks for listening in. Yahweh bless, guide, and protect each and every one of you. And let's be repenting, folks, and get back right with the Father. Take care, and Yahweh bless.
Yeshua, Messiah, Holy Yeshua, Messiah, Almighty Yeshua, Hallelujah. We hear of wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places. The persecution worsens as his chosen ones are sealed. As we await his mighty shout, we know time is running out, and the clock will mark his coming when the man of sin's revealed. Yeshua, Messiah, righteous Yeshua, Messiah, holy Yeshua, Messiah, almighty Yeshua, hallelujah. If those who are his, who are called by his name, will repent and humble themselves, then will he forgive our sins.